You're listening to a 9to5.cc podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome to Go Plug Yourself. We've been talking to awesome people in Montreal since 2011. Just a friendly reminder that if you're going to be buying anything on Amazon.com, Amazon.ca, or Zazzle.com, go to 9to5.cc first and click the links at the bottom or in the sidebar so that we get a bit of that money. Also follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and enjoy the show.
Go plug yourself. You plug and mother plugger. Go plug yourself.
I got you. Talk about how drunk you are.
Well,
it's the middle of the day. Are you drunk?
Because it's early afternoon, and I was up till like 4 again last night, which is, you know, I mean, that's an early evening.
Dave Merhege is rocking the clearly spiked Tim Hortons coffee cup.
No, I've been trying to get, I've been trying to drink. I'm trying to ask everyone to drink early, you know? I feel this is a self-sabotage week with alcohol. Is this even started?
Yeah. Oh, it's absolutely started. Yeah,
it's absolutely started.
It never stopped. It never stopped. We've been recording since the last time you were on, waiting for you to come back on.
Microphone at all times.
Every episode we've done since then, it's like Dave Merhege might show up, but we have him here today, actually.
Time.
And Dave's brought a friend along. Hello.
Yes. Hi.
Hello, friend.
Hello. We're all friends.
Would you like to identify yourself for the sake of posterity?
My name is actually now it's a symbol, so I'm dancing it out if everyone.
This is going to make the podcast really long.
Yeah.
If every time we refer to you, we need to do that dance to get your attention to know that we're talking about you.
Okay, for simplicity of this, you can call me Aisha.
Aisha.
Yeah.
I will too.
Not only for simplicity.
You have the option to dance as well, though.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. So. We'll just leave that out there.
And Aisha, you were on the show, Dave. Merhege's family affair.
Yes.
Dave Merhege's family affair.
Man,
it's meant to be said while you drown yourself.
Yeah, let's keep a real talk. He almost forgot the name of the show.
I did not. No.
I'm joking.
I did, though.
I was joking.
Last guest we had, if he forgot their name
multiple
in the middle
times.
Of the podcast. So it's all right.
No, I didn't. That was really more on
purpose. No, but it was on purpose.
Because I'm that kind of
You're
dick.
Funny.
So forgetting the name of the show wasn't on purpose?
So Aisha, what's the story here? Are you doing like a are you opening? Are you doing an opening set?
I'm just dancing my name. Just dancing. First 10 minutes. My full name, so it takes 10 minutes, and then Dave comes up. No, I'm just opening for him. So I'm doing 7 to 10 minutes to start off with, and then I do a quick burlesque dance, and then I get off the stage.
That's all you do, right? You do both those things. That's fine.
We did burlesque before we went on. He posted a picture. In the green room. Because they do burlesque there, there's all these crazy headpieces.
Yeah.
So we had those on, and we were shimmying and shaking. And then I kind of felt like I wanted to bring that on the stage, but the first show I didn't.
Yeah, it's the opening show. So maybe the second, maybe like the rest of the week, we might do a burlesque. Or she might do a burlesque. Do you want to do a burlesque?
Yeah, obviously. And you'll do one where you just have like a nipple pasty, but on your dank.
Yeah, if you guys want to.
Did you say nipple piece?
Nipple pasty.
I was going to say, but I was hoping
nipple
maybe
pasty
like
on a stick with a tassel.
Oh, yeah.
Like that sun
helicopter
thing.
Helicopter.
Yeah. Yeah. All that weird.
That weird thing,
but
put that on your guy.
On your guy.
Yeah. We could do that. Yeah. Call my guy.
He refers to it as Sheila, though.
Sheila.
So.
Show come back next year with a show called Ask Me About Sheila. And it's like, ask me who Sheila is.
It's like that guy with the things that look like cocks, and yours is like, Sheila exactly. looks like a cock.
John Bennett also had on the show.
Yeah, there's
oh, really? Did you see that show? It's
no,
an excellent
it was
show.
At the Winnipeg Fringe when I was there, and then I saw it here, but he's already gone to do another
show. He's back at Winnipeg doing his dad's death.
He's got three shows. He's got like three different one-man shows that he keeps on rotation.
Anyway,
so this has been Go Plug guest spot here. Thank you guys for joining us today.
That's all. We come on podcasts and just plug
other people's shows.
We hope someone else is doing that for your show somewhere else.
But no, Aisha's originally from Winnipeg, and she's a very funny comic.
From the Peg.
From the Peg,
That's where we met, actually.
And she's been in Toronto since February.
Yes.
Doing like,
on and off.
So yeah, February. Doing. She
moved to Toronto instead of moving to Montreal.
Yes.
That's awkward.
No, the more S's we have, the more serious this conversation is.
I'm guessing you picked up a lot of French, though, growing up in Winnipeg.
What?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Yeah,
there really is a huge French community.
Yeah, I know,
the biggest
French
community west of...
I know. The Metis?
Not even the Metis. We have, like, we used to have St. Boniface, which this all got serious with me.
Very serious. Well, actually, let me school you.
Well, I actually could tell you all about our French community. We have an amazing French community in Manitoba, but Louvriel, was from. He was, his house that he grew up in was in my backyard.
He was always literally in your backyard?
Like, my backyard ended in Lou Riel's house where he grew up. It's like a...
Is your house haunted by the ghost of Lou Riel?
Haunted? I don't know. He's a party animal, so it's like a good time every
party
Saturday.
Party animal with like a noose around his neck.
Yeah.
Hanging with Louis.
Oh. It went there. It happened.
He also just hosted the folk festival in Winnipeg.
Next year's historical comedy.
Yeah.
Hanging with Louis.
But Dave is a very hilarious comedian, as we all know, with a hilarious...
You guys do this to each other? Just gonna
Dave's on
each
TV
praises.
Now.
Dave's on TV, has been for a while.
Yeah.
His family is hilarious. His whole family should... There should be a sitcom called The Merhejes.
Flipping around on MTV every time, just sitting with my girlfriend, kind of like, I know this guy.
Does she go, no?
She's like, shut up every time. And she's like, I know.
Shut up in a good way or shut up like you're lying?
And like, shut up!
It's more like, I want to actually see it. Stop telling me you know the guy. It'd be nice if I could actually...
Come meet you. I can go for dinner with you guys if you want.
I had no idea that you were on TV until I saw the commercial for Showtown. And when you were like combing the hair, because you're in the background of all the you're not main feature in any of those living.
That's how I roll.
You're in the background of all of them. And I was like, shit, is that Merhej?
That was me. I told him, I'm like, you guys making me in the front? I don't need that.
No, I'm like, to be in the background of all three of these little bits.
Everything I do in my life is all background.
What's happening with MTV?
I think they're on a hiatus. I don't know what's happening. No, I the last thing I was there was like a couple 2 weeks ago, and we on a Thursday, and we did like a spoof on Jay-Z's Magna Carta album. You know how he did like pieces where he was showing you how he recorded. So me, Graham Chittenden, funny comedian, Tim Graham Gilbert Lowe's, and Paul Lemieux. Paul played Pharrell. Graham Chittenden played Rick Rubin, and Tim Gilbert played Timbaland, and then I played Jay-Z, so that was the last time. Right now, I just
don't know. You're usually in the little vignettes, right? Like,
I was there steady when there was MTV Live. I was there from July or June to November 8th, and then they went on. Then they switched the show, and then they did some rearranging, and then I was just brought on. They wanted to do more like the Daily Show, so they just had us as correspondents, so I got bumped to a correspondent, and then Paul, and then they added Graham, so, and then after that, I was just going in when they asked, but I was also touring, so it wasn't really...
Works out, though.
But it was fun. I had a great time. There's a great cast of people, and it was a great experience, too.
It made me excited that they were just doing that in general. Like, just that they were, like, MTV was putting on a show like that, like, instead of just some garbage reality TV show.
No, it's the sketches were awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
Some of the sketches
were
awesome.
It was like
awesome
a funny, regularly scheduled sketch show of, like, a bunch of, like, putting Canadian talent out there. I was like, oh, MTV Canada isn't, like, fucking people.
Yeah, they're not just putting up Jersey Shore or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah, man, it was a great... I learned how to do... Not learned, I guess, but it was fun to be in sketches, so I got experience big time.
Cool. Walter.
Let's talk a little bit about the show this year. Dave Hedges, Family Affairs. And now, we were talking about this earlier. You said that you've never really done a show centered around, like, your family, the word where that's, like, sort of, like, the driving factor. But, like, you've touched on it and other stuff, right?
I touched on it.
I remember specifically what I'm thinking of is I saw one when he did Dear Dave.
Yeah.
One of the ones when he did it at the Comedy Works upstairs there. But I remember you went on an extended bit. I don't know if it was planned or if you were just riffing, but you went on this whole thing. I think it was about your dad screaming at recycling bins. Was that?
Yeah, that was like...
And I remember that destroyed me. And I thought that was great.
Like, yeah, my brothers would call me or when I talked to them, like, yo, you're not going to believe what dad did. So they would give me these tad bits of information about how funny he was. And he's a very funny guy. He's like just like... I've never met anyone like... Not just because he's my father, even if he wasn't. He's just this dude that's like...
He's like
spaced
randomly
out.
Funny.
Yeah, he's just like a spaced out dude. And I always... Yeah, he's just so random. Like,
did I get that right, by the way? Was there an incident involved in recycling
kinda,
bins?
He was trying to... We went to McDonald's with my mom. So he was driving and he was ordering... And then she goes, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm ordering. And she's like, you're talking to the recycling bin.
So that's not even what I'm remembering, though. That's not even the thing. What I'm thinking is, like, he's in an alley and he's...
Oh, that was real. Sorry, that's a real story. I heard commotion, so I come outside and I was like, where is dad? And my mom's like, where's your father? I was like, we don't know. We went into the alley and he was just yelling at a recycling bin. I go, what's your problem? He goes, this fucking guy, man, every time he put the wrong recycling in the bin. And I'm like, there is no guy. Like, where's this guy? It's just you yelling at a recycling
bin. It probably wasn't even his recycling.
Yeah,
bin.
Like,
I feel
a lunatic.
Like,
this
fucking guy. When we were in Windsor and we were doing a show and then everyone was, like, having a good time, and someone's like, where's dad? And, like, everyone was like, where did he go? And everyone was looking for him, and then you go upstairs to, like, a totally different area, and he's just sitting there on this, like, super low chair watching TV in a corner by himself. And everyone's like, what the hell? Like,
yeah, why the fuck is he?
The show's downstairs. He's like, okay, man. Like, he's just like in his own world at all
times.
Yeah,
he's random. And I didn't like, you know, when you start, you hear, people will tell you like, don't be like an immigrant comedian. I remember I heard that a lot. Or not be like, sorry, that sounded so rude.
Go back to where you
don't be like an immigrant comedian.
Man, my wording was so wrong. Come on, right. Like, you know how like brown comics and like just comics in general will talk about their family with accents. I just didn't want to really be too detailed on that, so right. I just kind of stayed away from it. But there was a comedian, Jocko Alston, who passed away. I told him the story about how my dad walked into a room full of like, not full, like it was my sister married a black dude and it was all his friends, and he walks in and he goes, hey guys, they used to call me Abu Negro in my country. And then the dude, they're all just staring at him. He goes, oh, that means head nigger in charge. And then everyone's just jaws drop, and he goes, don't worry, I had the Cadillac and I had an afro. And we're like, what are you talking about? So I told that to Jocko.
Don't worry.
Jocko was losing it. He goes, you don't talk about that. I go, no, and I never did. Then I kind of did, and he passed away. And then, like, the more and then I just, like I do more stories off stage, and people are like, you should do it. And then my father's sick, so when I just feel like we don't talk. We do talk, but we're not, like, emotional, I guess, off stage. So whenever I talk about him on stage, he's happy. So I figure, like, you know, since he's gone and sick, this could be a way I can kind of connect to him. In essence, so that's why I wanted to do this show. And I don't know.
Now, is this the first run of this show, or what's the deal?
This is the first time, cool. It's the first run of it.
And after this, like, do you have plans for it after this?
We're doing me and Arthur Simeon, another very funny comic.
Arthur's great, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be at the St. Lawrence, the Randolph Theater in Toronto on August 15th. Both of us doing 45 minutes each and taping it, like DVD and recording, and I'm going to do all that material to do a DVD called Fame. I've always wanted to do this. I had friends back in the day tell me that I should do it, and I don't know. It just feels right now is the right time. For a while, I wasn't happy with like what jokes I was doing. I wanted to, you know. And then I actually was thoroughly inspired by Kevin Hart's Seriously Funny. So when I watched that and he's talking about his kids, I was like, it just felt like genuine, and there was like bits. And I always like, you know, I always rant, and I was like, oh man, I should really bring my family and have bits because it's like this is, I don't know how to explain it. It's just like. When I didn't know my father like got cancer at all, so when I found out, we went for lunch and I'm not saying it to bring it down, but this is why I was like, all this show needs to be because of how funny this family is. So I'm there with my brother Joe, my dad, and my mom. First, they're sitting together, which never. I was like, why are they sitting together? I was like, this is way too weird.
Does it happen?
No, he's cozy. Like, he's low, like, isn't she's taking care of him? I'm like, this is suspicious. Usually they're yelling, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then my brother, parents be close to each other? This is fucked up.
It was. And then my brother John shows up late, and this idiot sits down and goes, hey, did you guys tell him? And my mom goes, John, you fucking moron. Why did you even say that? And then he's like, what? And then I'm like, tell me what? And then she's like, your father has cancer. He's been diagnosed. He got diagnosed in December. This was February. So, like, and then, you know, you hear that. It's obviously shitty. So, like, I just it's like you hear noises. You couldn't hear. You heard every, like, you know, like, fork. Like, you couldn't focus. I just wasn't. And then my mom's still trying to order. So she's like, yeah, we need a salad. Can we get a salad? She's like, David, it's going to be fine. You know, it's just, you know, he's fine there, you know. And he had two pops.
Seriously, though, yeah.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm like, my father has. So it was just that scene of, like, this family can't even handle, like, they're taking bad, even in bad news, the worst news that I've ever heard in my life, they were spinning it, but they're just naturally funny. I was like, this is like a sitcom. Yeah. I was like, this lady's trying to order, and she now I started to cry. She goes, Dave, don't cry. She goes, do you want more ginger ale? Excuse me. We need more ginger ale here. It's going to be fine. Look, he's fine. And my dad's just sitting there. Like, hey. So it's just like that, all that kind of. And then that night I talked about how he helped me get an agent in L.A., I guess he did because it was after Homegrown, so I went out to LA, and then it was like a scene from Entourage. So like the agent was like, yes, he came to see me in LA. He goes, you know, I saw you in Canada. I want to see what you can do here. So I do well, and he goes, meet me at the office. You go to this office in Santa Monica, and there's like me and my agent from Canada. There's like palm trees. I'm like, and the lady comes over. She goes, would you guys like water? I go, yeah. This is fucking wicked. And she brings over water, and we go into this board meeting, and I meet the original agent, but then. In LA, it's so crazy because it's like 9 agents. Like, there's a writing, there's a lit, there's all these people that are coming down going, hey, heard about you. And now there's just this huge round table with the guy directly sitting across from me. He's this cheerier white guy, but like, you know, like, I think he had gray hair, but he's like a stallion kind of guy. So he leans in and he goes,
like the Lakers, huh? And I'm like, what? And I had a hat that said Takers, but it looks like the Lakers logo. I go, and I look up, I go, no, it says Takers. He goes, oh, I thought you were a Lakers fan. I was like, well, my dad is. And he's like, what do you mean? I was like, my dad renovates the basement based on Kobe Bryant's scoring points. So if Kobe gets 40, he's like, downstairs, no matter what time. And the guy started laughing, and it broke the ice. So I remember telling that story to him. So it's like, I need to bring these stories to the stage, and that's where this came from. Sorry that took so long.
Yeah, that's fine. That worked. I was going to say, is this the first time you did like a whole 45 on like basically one topic, or have you done...
It's more themed. This is the first time it's more themed. Right. Like, I kind of stay in the pocket. Sometimes I fall out, but it's mostly about...
I don't think Dave ever does the same show twice. You know what I mean? Which is a good thing. People can come watch a show many times.
And it'll be different.
So pay several times. Yeah. What we're saying. Buy multiple.
Give me your money.
Repeatedly.
Bunch of times.
In case you miss something, come back.
Man, I got to pay for this via rail train ticket.
All expenses paid via rail from Toronto to Montreal.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like it's all like a full 45, full theme. Was that challenging for you as like a comedian to be like, oh, this material is coming off the family theme, so I'm going to maybe save it for later or whatever, and like to really just focus your material? Or was it like, did it just come natural?
It comes natural because they're just real stories, so it's like almost like I feel like I'm stealing them from my family. So there's really no writing to it. It's just my dad. It's just like him saying something, or my sister. My sister married a black dude from Detroit. They have two kids now, so it's like that, the two families, like an old school Middle Eastern family and a family from Detroit. Intertwining, so there's stories about that and just how I grew up.
Has your whole family seen it?
They've seen portions of it. We were in Windsor doing a show, and then I was testing out the material for four shows, so they saw the gist of it.
Okay.
So.
And his dad was like crying, laughing so hard at jokes about himself, and he kept turning around to me, being like, "That's me, that's me." And I was like, "I know, I know you're his dad. I know that's who he's talking about."
It's like, I know Dave. I've met you several times. Exactly. Dave said, "My dad said." So I put it all together.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
I figured this whole thing out, start to finish.
Detective Aisha.
Well, you look like you have a question brewing in your head.
No, it's just I was wondering, just like, you know, first of all, are you staying here or are you staying somewhere?
Oh, I'm staying at the Trilon Hotel.
Nice.
Yeah, you want to give out your room?
We're going to put this podcast up quick, so if you want people to stop by and hang out.
No, nobody
stop by.
Reginald tweeted when he wants a party.
Do you use different names when you're checking in hotels? Like, do you check in under an alias?
No, I've always wanted to do that.
Should.
It's not that crazy, you know, where people aren't going nuts. Like, I'm not Chris Brown or Drake or anything like that. So it does.
Do you know Drake?
I've met Drake. Yeah.
Are you friends with Drake?
Did you meet Drake? Did you meet Drake while he was Drake, or did you meet Drake when he was Degrassi?
I met him
Drake?
While he was Drake. A friend of mine is very close friends with him. They grew up as actors and stuff. Okay. And he took me to one of his. He has a club in Toronto. I went down there and I shook his hand. And it was like, he was walking around.
So you guys are tight.
No, not really. I do. Apparently, like, I don't know if this is even real. The imitation I do of him, I guess there's people, like, he saw at me. I have no idea if that's real or anything like that.
So you got heat with Drake?
I'm
looking for a Drake angle. So you got heat with Drake.
Is that no, what no.
Dave Mahesh feuding with Drake.
Or big time feud.
Yeah.
They've got two headlines ready to go as soon as it's
And a shocking start. Development concerning Dave Mahesh. Drake.
I don't really want to meet him anymore. And that's just because, you know, if you really dig somebody and they come off across weird, and then it might just make me not want to listen to him.
Heard it here first, kids. Dave Mahesh does not.
No, I didn't put it that way.
Hey, Drake, I don't want to meet you, man. You know,
I don't want to get to know you in case you're a jerk.
I have a rich history of forcing rivalries onto the guests of this podcast.
Oh, okay.
It's like I make guests call out other people.
Yeah.
I feel that if, you know, if I'm going
to
burn
We got Mark
my
Little to base to shit all over Just for Laughs gags.
Oh, Mark really, Little did?
Yeah, Mark Little was just like, I hate the show.
I feel bad because, like, I think I did a show in Toronto and I gave, like, I didn't do it on purpose, but I think I gave Mark a little stank eye, but I was just angry at something else, so I think he thinks I hate him or
and
something,
he's
but Mark,
guy.
Yeah, Mark
he's
Little,
like,
I do not, you know, I have to see, he's here, so I want to apologize, you know, for my stank face. It wasn't about you, baby boy.
But you were saying all those mean things about him afterwards, so was that not part of it, or?
I said, fuck his glasses, man. I got glasses that are better than his.
When he started, he didn't have glasses. Now he has glasses. glasses.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Fuck that guy.
And then he took them off and shit. Now he doesn't wear them. He's too good for glasses.
So wait, so it wasn't the kind of like snack look that you like, not the kind of look you'd reserve for Drake.
No, I would have no.
It wasn't a Drake
I have,
look.
I don't even have any snake face for that guy. All right. His eyebrows are too thick. I think I would just kind of like focus on that.
Yeah, that's definitely my issue.
And he always wears weird shirts. I don't really like his shirt.
We're talking about Martha Little.
Are we on Little or
both
Drake?
Both of these bitches. All jokes, man. All jokes. You know who I really hate.
Yes.
Wait, hold on. Let me get some drinks.
I thought I saw it opening. We were very disappointed when we came
they
in.
They were. She asked if we wanted something.
Oh,
we were like,
shit.
Really? What time is it?
Yes. I'll start drinking in about 3 hours.
It's time somewhere.
Yeah.
Well.
it's noon somewhere, am I right?
Actually, what do you got going after this? What are your follow-ups?
My follow-ups.
Yeah, what are you? What's going on?
I'm crying a lot during the day.
Crying a
lot?
Because you live in Winnipeg.
I don't live in Winnipeg. Winnipeg's not bad, okay? If I were in Winnipeg,
nice.
I'd be like clicking my heels like, yeah, I'm in Winnipeg.
It's full of...
No, I have a couple
shitty
other
in the winter.
It's cold in the winter.
It's cold here in the winter, too.
Exactly.
Though, so.
People get swollen. They're like, it's so cold all the time. Winnipeg has some of the best summers because we have the best lakes. We have one of the top. I'm so Winnipeg like tourism right now.
Let me tell you something about Winnipeg.
So, coming
right?
up. So, you're 45 is like, Aisha, Winnipeg rocks.
It's seriously.
It's like, you
did
do it.
Yay.
Hey, man, speaking of.
Goddamn Toronto contingency
shit.
Here. Fucking.
Hey,
Mark an invasion
DeBonis
by Mark DeBonis.
Understand
just,
how a podcast fucking works.
Coming here with his with his tearaway pants and his fucking hand.
He's on
tearaway. Yeah, they are.
Like, well, you didn't have to defend it, even if they were.
Yeah, they are. let me tell you something. These are tearaway pants.
You did have to defend it if they were tearaway.
Look at this bum.
They're traveling pants.
Good talk, Mark. Good talk, Mark.
Lauren's here too. It's like the whole crew. He's
doing
a podcast.
We're doing a podcast right now.
This is how it happens.
I'm on the podcast
right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
get nice and close to his microphone.
You should get in really close and speak into his microphone.
How long are you gonna be? I don't know how long we're gonna be.
We can stop now if you like.
Now,
you certainly seem to want to. I mean,
now that all your friends are here, you're too cool for the podcast.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I just got to talk about
expectations.
go plug your
go
breakfast.
Go plug expectations
joints.
Downstairs.
Yeah.
It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, which is comedian breakfast time.
Yeah.
Is it 2 o'clock?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
We've had on one.
I don't know what time or
date
is.
Five. Six. We've had on like 6 guests and a few run-ins in the span of like an hour and a half.
And this is so much. Less hectic than it was when we did it at night, which we might do it at night again anyway.
We're going to do it at night again anyway.
Do all the same people again at night?
I think so.
That
was my idea.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, I think so. Well, guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure meeting you,
nice
Aisha.
Thank you, guys.
It was almost a little better than the actual principal.
Sure,
I mean,
if
like,
we could just cut him
I was looking forward
time,
to
like,
Dave showing up, but I was like, oh, fuck, what am I going to talk to him? I got like
just cut his voice out of
two
the
questions.
Yeah, exactly.
And instead of calling it Dave Merhej's Family Affairs, just be like Family Affairs with Aisha Alpha. Exactly. That way we're not lying.
Exactly.
It's just.
She's prettier than I am, so.
Hey, the whole double A alliteration thing
double
going
a,
on. I like
yeah.
that.
Like, Alcoholics Anonymous, Aisha Alpha,
Arne
whatever.
Anderson. Yeah.
You know, all right.
Yeah. I was going to say before we wrap up, just real quick, if they're doing, are you guys doing anything else at the festival, or is this it?
Well, no, because they're coming, because like Dave's. Let's make a point of distinction here that Dave's part of and Family Affairs is part of
Zoo Fest,
which is sort of somehow still has an affiliation with JFL. I think.
Yes,
but different from last year because now it's off JFL.
Yeah.
And I don't even understand. There's some sort of politics.
It's
a
couscous show, and Aisha.
And when's the couscous show coming?
Saturday. So I think Aisha might do it too.
I'm gonna
so.
Try and convince him to let me do a short French set because I've never done comedy in French.
Français.
So. Je pratique mon français à le couscous show.
Do you guys like couscous?
I love that show, man.
No, I mean actual the dish.
It's delicious.
And he has like good couscous.
He makes it himself,
I think. I've gone to it. And it's like chicken and stuff, and it's
he's
like
the best.
They throw in some of those raisins and stuff. It's good stuff.
He's part of the reason I'm in Zoo Fest, so I got to always thank him. And he's put me on his shows like for 2 years.
You put yourself in Zoo Fest.
That too. That's
hard work, and commitment, and Aisha. And Aisha.
Yeah.
Aisha.
Another
back to Aisha. Aisha.
That's what I tried. That's how I flirted with her when I first met her.
He's
How'd that work out?
Flirter. He's the worst.
He was just dancing and singing.
Can I just tell you that
doesn't
the
even
first
say
time
hi.
We okay. met, the flirting that went on, let's put it, like, just everyone should know I'm putting air quotes here. Flirting, it was the worst. Like, you would have thought someone hated you. He flirts like he's like a 7-year-old. Like he punched you in the face and he runs around the corner. He's like, I like her so much. I hope she knows.
So we can, do we get, if we can reenact anything, you're like, okay, so like you're coming up to Aisha
right now. I didn't want to hug her. She'd hug me and I wouldn't hug her back.
You go inside yourself, yeah.
Because
yeah.
Like, that's how much I liked her.
Was Aisha a total fuck up on my part, by the way, too? And if so, do a lot of people make that mistake?
Yeah, everyone makes that mistake. Right. I have a joke about it.
That must be a point of frustration for you.
Well, I mean, it is. I get it because it's not like, now there's more Aishas around.
Yeah.
But especially when I was growing up, they're like, Alicia? What is Aisha? I'm like, okay. But like my full name, I have a joke about it. My full name's Aishat. So Aisha's even screwing up my name, my shorter name is better than someone walking around like, Aishat. I'm like, yeah, okay, I get it. You know,
right.
Like, thank you, Mom and Dad. That's the thought they had when I came into the world. So that's pretty. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful moment.
That's the best. We got a name. Aishat.
Yeah.
No, that's the other hole. That's this is a baby. That's not how that works at all. That's not
brown,
what we call that.
Hey, racism. Yeah. So.
Also, I mean, you guys aren't going to be able to see this. I'm going to take a photo of you guys just because I want to point this out. You guys are wearing sort of like complimentary tank tops, which is kind of cute.
This is
you
actually
guys,
his sort tank top.
Yep. How are they complimentary?
Well, you kind of coordinated your outfits today, which is cute. I like that. I mean, are you down with this?
Do you want me to throw up a light on them so there's not a flash? Okay, or you can just do that.
Or I can just do that, right. I'm all about blind, I guess.
Oh,
guys,
yeah.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
It's been delightful.
Thank you.
Awesome. You should get some eggs now.
Yo.
Eggs Benedict. That guy was like...
Those sweet, sweet piano tunes you're listening to right now come courtesy of Leland Beckman and Oral Turpitude. Oh man, that was some great podcasting, wasn't it? Anyhow, be sure as always to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, add us on iTunes, buy our stuff, and basically try as hard as you can to make us happy in every single way possible. Of course, be sure to check back every day on 9to5.cc for comics on Wednesdays, podcasts on Thursdays, Scott or Sophie's art on Fridays, and seriously, we'll try as hard as we can to get Zombies and Loathing, Fuck Mondays, and Templars back as soon as we can. Thanks for listening, everyone.
9to5.cc. We're not working. Why should you?